One heck of a season for Hillsborough, falling 1 point shy of a trip to the state quarterfinals, losing to Sykeston 57-56. And I hate to start off interviews that way, so we're going to start off on a great note. Gavin Pinkley, you averaged a double-double this year and led this Hillsborough Hawks team to another district championship, your second year in the Class 4 District 2 tournament in the finals, and you won both your senior year and your junior year. So let's kind of talk about that and your thoughts on the season.
For sure, it was a blessing playing with all the guys the past 2 years, and I think we ended this season on a good note and couldn't be any prouder of the guys.
Now, when it comes to personal accomplishments, I notice every time I ask you about that, you always did turn that question aside and focus more on your teammates. And so you brought them up, obviously, in your first response. Michael Brewer is a guy that's going to be able to stick around, but you got a chance to play alongside a track athlete in Isaiah Martin, a football star in Michael Keller, Tyler Isaacson, a quarterback who's got the same kind of size as you do. So a great cast of friends and teammates for you. So kind of touch on them on an individual basis and what made them so special playing with them.
Right, playing with Michael Brewer, I mean, he's a guy that can kind of do it all. You kind of got to guard him everywhere on the floor, so that really opens things up for me. Playing with Isaiah and Michael, they both play super hard, very athletic. I mean, playing on defense, it's a lot easier to get stops with them. They play hard. Same with Tyler Isaacson. He's kind of does all the dirty work and is the glue of the team. So he does things that people don't really notice, but it makes a big difference.
And then the one guy that you look through the trees of you and Tyler Isaacson and Isaiah Martin, it's really kind of hard to find him. He spends most of his time on the perimeter knocking down three-pointers at a 60% rate. Ben Lampkins, a huge key to your success this year as well, wouldn't you say?
Right. Ben's definitely a special guard. I mean, having him on the court to handle the ball and shoot the ball really opens up the floor, especially for us since we're a big team. Him knocking down shots gets everything else wide open for us, and that helped us a lot.
All right, so you are a Dream Team member for the second year in a row. When you think of all the players that have been announced so far and think of all the players that were with you on the Dream Team last year, do you ever get a chance to kind of marvel at the group of talent in this area?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of talent in the area. I mean, it's an honor to be able to be on the Dream Team. Every guy is well-deserving of this to be on the Dream Team, but it's just a good feeling.
And obviously the Hillsborough community so proud of this team and what they've been able to accomplish the last 2 years with you kind of leading the charge there. Talk about the community and what it's meant to you guys as a team.
Yeah, the community's been great. I mean, I wouldn't want to play for another school in front of anybody else. I mean, everywhere we go as a team or individuals, people are always talking to us about the game the night before, things like that, and it's just been a blessing to play in front of all these people.
Now, one thing we got to talk to you about, and that's the JCAA All-Star game against the MAAA All-Star roster, and you and teammate Isaiah Martin are on that. You're going to get a chance to play with Austin West, who you've seen many a time on the court. You get a chance to play with Brady DeGeer, who's got some height to him as well. Daniel Portell and Owen Horsley of Festus, who I know you know very well. So talk about what you're kind of looking forward to in that experience with that All-Star game coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It'll definitely be a different experience playing with them instead of against them. Obviously, we played against the guys down south as well. It's just going to be fun getting together and playing against each other and with each other one last time.
All right, so I think we've held off long enough for all of our listeners here. Now, you said you wanted to make an announcement. I'm pretty sure it's about where you're going to play college. So, if you wouldn't mind, break the news to everyone. I know this is I believe this is the first time you're revealing this to people other than your family. But go ahead, tell us where Gavin Pinkley is playing college basketball next year.
Right, after a long recruiting process and kind of looking at all my opportunities to play Division I basketball or Division II, the division doesn't really matter. The place where you can go that has family and has a winning background and just a good place overall, and I think that place is Central Missouri. So that's where I'll be playing the next 4 years.
All right, so there you heard it. Gavin Pinkley going to Central Missouri. Now, what's their mascot, Gavin? Fill us in.
They're the Mules. I'll be a mule.
All right, and I understand that there's a pair of girls basketball players that are kind of studs right now over at Central Missouri, the Skag Sisters. What do you know about them? Did you get a chance to meet them on your recruiting trip?
I've talked to them a little bit, not too much, but I'm looking forward to getting to know them a little more down there and hopefully bring the area there and continue up with the good work.
Now, you talk about how you've gone through a long recruiting process. Tell us, I mean, who was out there looking at you, and how fun was it for you to see all the interest in you as a player and as a person?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. It was stressful as well. I mean, there's good parts and bad parts. I had, I think, 12 Division I offers and a few Division II offers. But just the division doesn't really matter. It's kind of a place where you can fit in and where you know you're going to get to play and make an impact, and Central Missouri is definitely that place.
And what's the coaching staff over there?
Oh, they're really good. They think this is their fourth year, and they're definitely building a good program, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
And who's the head coach for you?
Coach Doug Carlskamp.
All right. Now, you've gotten a chance to play all 4 years under Coach Johnson. So were you kind of looking for similarities in your new coach that you have in Coach Johnson when you made that decision to go to Central Missouri?
Yeah, for sure. They're both similar coaches, and I know that going to UCM, I'm definitely going to get better, and they're going to push me to be best I can be, probably better than what I think I can be. So that was a big impact.
All right. Well, Gavin, congratulations. A big congratulations. Central Missouri is going to be lucky to have you. You're going from a hawk to a mule, so you're going to keep your feet planted on the ground, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Gavin Pinkley of the Hillsboro Hawks, Dream Team member for the second year in a row, and also going to Central Missouri. Gavin, I'll give you one last little moment here. Who you want to thank on this journey up into the next level?
I just want to thank my family and Coach Johnson, Hillsboro Hawks, for everything. Being by my side through it all. I just want to thank you guys for all your coverage.
All right, well, it's a pleasure covering you. Gavin, congratulations on going to Central Missouri.
Thank you.